there to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
Gee, yesterday my phone was blowing up and for a few reasons. One, it was Are You Okay Day and I was getting a few messages from friends and just people out of the blue messaging me. And I realised what happened. I uploaded a video to my socials, to my Insta stories. I think it's still there now. And it was a brilliant video that Mars makes. Mars, who does all our online content, he's so brilliant. Like he should be Spielberg. Like he makes brilliant videos. He should be making real movies. But it was
That one. Yeah, is it the one where you bet you're sad?
Yeah, it gets me. So this week I've been really struggling with my mobile phone. I changed over my phone and I lost all my contacts and nothing was syncing and I was losing all my photos. Anyway, there's a video on socials and it's on my personal socials too. And he did it so well. I really look like I'm in a very, very bad way. And what then I'm getting friends
there's
just messaging
music.
Me.
There's sad music. There's you wiping your eyes, bit teary.
I look like I'm crying. And
a lot of comments, Boxy, on our Fifi, Fev and Nick
Insta post. I was crying, but what I really needed to, I needed to put that in context with the fact that I hadn't slept for about 8 days because Daisy's just turned 2 and she's got a sleep regression thing happening. So I'm averaging 3 hours sleep a night.
Oof.
And I think the night before that video was made, I'd had about half an hour sleep. So I'm sort of in, it's all, everything makes me emotional at the moment. But I've just got all these friends messaging me, like, are you okay? And here's my number if you need it, if you've lost my contacts. Oh. I had one friend send me a care package.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, Mars, I think your videos are that good that
I'm one of your close mates, Boxy, and I wrote on the page.
What did you write?
This is the best, funny as.
See? Really care about me.
Not exactly are you okay, is it?
Oh, mate, that was one of the best videos I've ever seen. I'm like, the pain in Boxy's face made my day.
I know. So when you watch it, I don't get that emotional over losing contacts in my phone. But when I haven't slept for about 2 weeks, it's everything's hard. I think
Did you find people sending you their number? Like,
yeah.
Because you said, yeah, because there was a couple of messages like Alice said, I'll send you my number and Grace's number.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All these little friends that you probably...
Yeah, they probably
they're all like, I'll text you. And the box is like,
everybody's texting me their numbers. So I'm all good, everybody. Thank you for your concern.
Nobody sent me a care package. The bloke who was fixing the phone. Where are my gifts?
1019 The Fox.
Peppa Pig is in trouble in certain countries, including our country. Peppa gets herself into all sorts. Years ago, Peppa has a character called Miss Gazelle. She's the teacher, the kindergarten teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And the French had a real issue with Miss Gazelle. And I remember they took her off their screens. I don't know
is
what...
Is Miss Gazelle French?
Yeah, she's got a French accent.
Yeah, she's French accent.
And they had her...
Peppa's a bit rude, no?
She's a bit
cheeky.
Yeah,
she is. She's a brat.
Yeah.
Love
I phased it out in my house.
Oh, have you?
I phased it out. I mean, I just turned it off and said never again.
No, Peppa's made her way because, Daisy was 100% Bluey. Now then we got the Wiggles in and now she's obsessed. To the point where she, in the middle of the night, last night, was calling for Anthony and Simon. Like that actually happened.
Oh, wow.
Well,
Toby's
Simon.
All Peppa Pig. Loves Peppa Pig.
Well, now,
I'm Daddy Pig. Alex is Mummy Pig. The others are Sissy Pigs. She's Peppa. Like that. She talks to us like Daddy Pig, Park. And I have to snort and stuff. It's not well.
Yeah, well, it is a great show. Now, one episode has been banned in Australia, and that's the Mr. Skinny Legs episode. And I was just asking Trixie, and she remembers that one.
Is Josiah in it?
Josiah does have his shorts on today. Yeah. We've never seen his legs.
Old toothpicks.
Hairy. Never
old
done
hairy toothpicks.
Though. Really?
Now, that got banned because in the episode... Peppa's, like, all the kids are holding a spider and patting it, and spiders are friendly, and Mr. Skinny Legs is friendly. But Australian children really shouldn't see that because in our country they do hurt you. But over in the UK, they're not dangerous. Mm. And then, interestingly, China are not letting anyone watch Peppa Pig over there. They've banned it for a different reason, though. They've really dug deep. They've dug into layers I don't know that anyone else would have. China are banning Peppa Pig because they think it promotes gang subculture.
Wow.
Wow.
They just love banning things in China, don't they?
Yeah, they think it's a subculture.
I think that says a lot about them.
Gangs.
Hey, gangs.
Well, no, but think about it. You've got, because Pepper hangs out with Susie Sheep. There's Danny Dog, Freddie Fox.
Yeah.
But they're all different types of animals. That's
good.
They're
just children too. They're just, yeah. I don't know where they've gotten a gang subculture.
It'd be different if it was a herd of sheep hanging out and they all picked on Pepper by herself. That's a gang.
You're right. That's true.
But they're not. They're all single.
They're just saying there's a lot of anti-establishment views and gangster attitudes. Gangster attitudes.
I think they might have watched the wrong Peppa Pig, because there's some Peppa Pig getting around on YouTube at the moment. That's not the same as that.
Comedian Rory Lowe.
Yeah, it's very interesting sort of Peppa Pig.
It's like an adult Peppa Pig.
Really?
Yeah, it's very, very. I reckon the Chinese have maybe watched that.
That'd be great. If they saw that and then they've gone, the pig swears too much.
Yeah, a bit of vaccine chat.
For the kids. 101.9, The Fox. It's the Batchy Bubble. We'll find you love when you're in lockdown.
Tough to date in lockdown, so we're doing all the hard work for you, all the heavy lifting. We've had single people from Melbourne sliding into our DMs at Fifi, Fev and Nick and Chloe. We've been sending her on dates in the Batchy Bubble. This is the bubble. It's nice and cosy in here. We're in here with you, so you go on the dates with us. Now, Chloe from Newport, you're back. It's Friday. The sun's out. Are you feeling optimistic, Chloe?
I'm feeling amazing. I have got a good feeling about today.
Ooh, good. Ooh. Okay, now, Chloe, we sent you on a date with Jonathan from Epping. Then there was George in South Melbourne. And then yesterday, Nath from South Bank. Now, I think hard to pick. Fev decided he reckons he's
George
going
for
George.
Watch out for that tree.
George was great. Nath, yes, I thought he was charming and lovely. And we've got...
just thought Nath was a bit broken. He's on the rebound.
No, he was. I loved that he was still in touch. It was all good with his ex and it all ended well.
And the family.
I thought he was wonderful.
Vanilla lattes.
It doesn't matter what we think, actually, guys. No, it Chloe.
It's irrelevant.
You are going to tell us who you're going to go on your Batchy Bubble date with tonight. We're going to send both of you Uber Eats vouchers. You're going to get a nice outfit from the Iconic. Mm, we're going to send you flowers. It's going to be as much of a date as we can make it for you on Zoom. But Chloe, which batch are you going to take on your date?
Well, I think the whole of Melbourne will be disappointed if I didn't pick this person. So I'm taking George.
George!
Yeah, Georgie!
Well done! Are you there, George?
Hey there. Yes, I am. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Chloe.
Morning, George.
How are you today? Thank you very much for picking me.
How are you?
I'm delighted.
Guys, have you been in touch, like DMing and stuff, away from the radio? Or is this just the second time you've had a...
Yeah. Look, I tried to make sure I put in the good word and put in the effort to do this, because I thought this would be an amazing opportunity, and Chloe looks lovely. And you cannot pass up the opportunity to have this. So, Chloe, I'm so thankful you picked me. Thank you to the other two that participated.
That lost.
Yep. Thanks, Fev, for your vote of confidence.
Oh, mate, I'm all behind you, brother. I'm not going to say too much, because last week I said something and, oh, God, geez, Amanda, she got a bit upset with whatever I said. But, have a great little party tonight. Make sure you do it before the footy, because the prelim's on Boxy.
You're right, of course. I was going to say, you have to get around that, guys. So, Chloe, George, enjoy your night. We hope
Thank
to touch
guys.
Base with you on Monday and see how it all panned out.
Have a good weekend.
Are you guys, what's the positioning? Where are the areas?
We're just over 5Ks away.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you straight line it across the water?
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, Melbourne would be like the meeting point.
It's as the crow flies, I reckon.
Yeah, as the crow flies.
You could both go to the Port Melbourne supermarket and just walk your trolley.
Put the bananas in the front of the trolley and go bang!
How good is love? Congrats, guys.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
It's another warm-up R&B Friday. It's all happening here at The Fox. How good's a Friday?
G-G-G-G-G-Unit.
It is Fifi, Fev and Nick.
No!
19.
I wish I knew what that meant. It sounds funny.
What, G-Unit?
Yeah.
It's like 50 Cent's crew. G-Unit.
Has he got a crew?
He's got a gang, hasn't he?
It's so long ago.
G-Unit.
Yeah. G-Unit.
Does he have his own music?
He didn't have the jeans. He didn't get the jeans from Lavo Trash and Treasure when you picked up your yellow Echo tracksuit.
G-Star jeans?
G-Star.
G-Unit.
You didn't understand that either, Boxy, did you? You didn't get it, did you? Yeah, I didn't get it either. I don't understand why you keep playing it.
You looking at us like we're insane.
I've been here.
G-Unit. He's no Jay-Z. No, I've never heard of him.
So G-Unit's basically 50 Cent's catch cry in almost every song back in the day.
Oh, so he's not a person.
It's his crew.
So G-Unit's not a dude.
No, it's a group. You just said it's his crew.
You said it's his gang.
Yeah, a crew. There's other rappers in there.
So they're all called G-Unit.
Which one's called G-Unit?
Huh?
Which one's called G-Unit?
There's no G-Unit. G-Unit's the unit. It's the unit.
You know how DJ Khaled says another one in every song? Everyone in the G Unit crew says G Unit in their music back in the day.
Really?
In G Unit's music? What are you talking about?
G Unit?
Not like that. But
I don't understand what they're talking about, Boxy.
Okay,
but
well, let's move on.
Josiah keeps playing it like it's a G Unit.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you just need
something
to
I do know a lot about, and that is the Netflix series Bridgerton.
The G Units and Bridgerton.
Bridgerton was the series of 2020. It got me through last year's lockdown. I watched about 20 times in a row. I watched the whole series back to back.
And she went back to back.
I couldn't stop watching it. I think because when you need something uplifting in your life and you find a show that makes you, it's an escape.
And you're in love with a guy.
Yes, Lord Hastings.
Yeah,
who
Hastings.
Wasn't? The new Bridgerton series, it's been filmed. He's not coming back, which is incredibly sad. And I've got friends that are like not watching it without him. So
why didn't he come back? Was there something?
Well, the whole point of
fishy?
Did you end up watching the whole first series?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
they end up together, Daphne
yes.
and
spoilers.
The Duke
Spoiler
of Hastings. Oh, I'm so sorry.
There's the whole show right there.
I know the NFL kicks off today and it's footy finals this weekend, but I was about to start Bridgerton.
Well, the Duke of Hastings and Daphne Bridgerton, they're the love story of the first series.
Yes.
So now it moves on to the second series, and I think it's going to be based around one of Daphne's brothers. But anyway, Reggie Jean Page, who plays the Duke of Hastings, I think he's off to bigger and better things now.
Yeah,
Bridgerton was his first
catalyst.
Catalyst. Good use of the word catalyst, Fev. Yes, it was the catalyst that kicked off his career. And he's recently talked about this. He's been interviewed. In fact, I saw he's got a new girlfriend, by the way. But anyway, and she's an actress. But he talked about the fact that he's no longer part of the cast WhatsApp group. And that's the thing.
Ooh,
now, whenever you join a job or a social group, there's always a WhatsApp group you get part of. And no, he came out and he said, I wasn't kicked out of the Bridgerton WhatsApp group. I respectfully exited. I didn't want to put them in an awkward situation where they had to kick me out. And I reckon there's some WhatsApp etiquette and it does cause dramas. And we're going to open the phone lines 131060.
Well, we've got one.
Have you ended up in a WhatsApp drama or anything that's coming? Because, well, before you get to that, I've been kicked out of one. And it's funny because you should be kicked out of it when you move on. I left that particular group for, I'm just trying to think because I don't want to name names.
Margaritas and cocktails?
No.
Was it G-Unit? Were you there with 50 Cent and G-Unit?
It was a group
Boyd
of
Banks.
No, it was a group of mums, but I don't if one of the mums is listening, I'm not actually really offended, but because I left that group. It's when you get the message that says you have been kicked out. Even though you know you should be because you're no longer in that group of what they're doing, you just go, could I not leave it? Do you have to kick me out? It can hurt your feelings a little bit being kicked out of groups.
Yep.
Well,
we've got one, Boxy.
We do here on The Breakfast Show.
Often when we, you know, in the industry we're in, the people come and go. We have a lot of people that do come and go. So I am the administrator.
How did you end up the administrator of our group?
Just how it works, Boxy.
Yeah.
You be careful. Now, I, as soon as it's their last day, they're out. As soon as it hits 9 o'clock, they exit the group. Because we have the breakfast group. So, you know, when, Byron left, he was out straight away.
You got him out real quick.
Yeah, he literally, it wasn't even 9 o'clock yet. He was gone. Nick was put straight back in. I put Nick in while he was still in the studio.
Oh, hurtful.
And other people that have come and gone in our group.
In our off-air team.
and our off-air team, and even
that's
Casey.
That's like getting a new puppy before taking the old one to the vet, you know. Oh.
But I love doing it. And Casey, our old producer, who's on maternity leave now with her beautiful bubba, Ava. Now, she's still in our WhatsApp group, but I send her a message beforehand saying, do you want me to take you out? But she wants to stay in it. So I've left her in it, which is good because she's still part of the team because she was about to get done. But we have got our boss in our WhatsApp now.
Mad Mando,
lovely lady. She's about to be taken out. She's not far off being ejected.
Why? Is she leaving Mando?
No, just out of our WhatsApp. Now, there's been talk in the team. Don't just throw me out of the bus. Don't all go silent.
Oh, no one's throwing anyone in the bus. I'm just interested in what you're saying.
I'll stop.
What do you mean?
Well, Josiah said. you want to play the what? Josiah messaged me. Josiah messaged me and said, surely she's gone.
I've never said that.
What?
Because, no, what happens is Mando's our pump upper. She's our pumper upper.
She's our a leader.
She's our team leader. Now, she's one more sentence away. This is how. About the lockdown. We can all get through this together. Like, I'm not even thinking about the lockdown until I get that message, and then it makes me depressed. She sends one more, we can get through this together.
One more positive affirmation.
Yes, just...
The reasoning for taking her out of our WhatsApp group is you're too positive and encouraging.
Well, don't use your voices. Hands up, who else agrees with that? All the hands went up.
No, I just had a look around. No hands are up, and she's listening, and now you've hurt her feelings. And
you told me to do it.
I didn't know. The number of times you've said to her face, I'm taking you out of the WhatsApp group.
Ironically, Fev, now you're going to have to send her a positive message.
We can get through this together, Amanda.
131060, WhatsApp. Have you had dramas with WhatsApp? Because the other thing I think is a problem with WhatsApp is you can send messages to the wrong people because it flips up. WhatsApp messages are coming in at the same time and suddenly you've sent a message to the wrong group. You've deleted it quickly and then someone said, what did you delete? Because I often see in our group, it'll say, Nick Cody deleted it. And I'm always like, what did you say, Nick?
That was meant to go to Foods and Nudes.
Yeah.
That's
the wrong one. That was a crook meme.
101.9 The Fox.
And the highlight of next week, we always say this, but through lockdown, having great entertainment, uplifting shows to keep you happy and getting through these tough times. And Monday night, I cannot wait for this 7:30 on Channel 10. The Masked Singer is back. And I hope Husey doesn't hear this, but our favourite panellist, Danny Minogue. Dan.
How are you doing?
So good, Dan, and so excited about this. The promos are getting around, the costumes. Every year, the costumes just get better and
better.
Blow
you away,
they're so good. We're so pumped. How's it been? What can we expect this series?
It's really hard to guess them this year. There's local and international people. They've been working with a vocal coach to try and disguise their voices so we don't know who they are. And that is Gary Pinto. So he used to work with us on X Factor with all of the singers there. He was in a band called CDB. He is just supreme, and he was doing my head in every time I passed him in the corridor backstage. I was like, Gary, I'm not getting any of these.
Hey, Dan, you said there's going to be internationals. Now, how did they go getting over? Were they all internationals that are already based in Australia?
That would be giving it away.
I tried to smooth it in there.
Oh, look, I do all my research before we start, and I'm like, who's in town? Who are they saying is here? And I'm like, I'd say to Jackie, like, you would know way more than I do, because being on radio, you're across everything that's happening all the time. So we're kind of, cross-referencing notes going, I think they're here or they're not, or, it was really tricky. But, the costumes are insane. Everybody seems to be quite frightened by Baby.
Yeah.
Guys frightened by Baby?
Yeah. Huge.
Well,
big boss Baby.
I know. I think Baby looks like a Cupid doll. I thought Baby was the cutest costume, but yeah, a little. I, I, I've got no idea. Because we can see some of the promos. We're hearing some of those voices. And Danny, one of the promos that we've got some audio of, we're going to play, because there is clearly a suggestion that the mullet might in fact be one of my co-hosts here.
Are you right now inside a giant fish costume?
I'm in bed.
Bev, the mullet.
That was so funny. We're like, come on, you've got his number. Call him, call him, call him. And we're like, okay, he couldn't be answering the phone if he's inside that costume right now. But, oh, man.
Good diversion. Just, good diversion, Danny. Just in case I am in that.
Just in case.
It's so funny, Dan, because obviously you know me well and my limited skill set. But I've been asked to do a lot, you know, a fair few of the celebrity shows, but Masked Singer haven't rung me yet. And I feel it's because you're in with Gary Pinto saying, no chance, she cannot sing.
I think that it would be hard to disguise your voice. That's all I'm saying. That you're not a huge star that we don't have on the show.
Oh, brutal.
That's a nice whack.
Not that you wouldn't give it all the gusto you've got, but come on. Like,
I know. Thank you.
We know it was you.
I know. I remember, Nick, a flashback. Danny was walking in a fashion. What was that? It was Melbourne Fashion Week, and you were walking in her wonderful petites range for Target, and I was like front row, and it was Katy Perry's Raw, and I was really belting it out to the point where I think it was Nat Bass asked me to stop singing.
Wow.
But this is so much, and it's such a fun show, Dan. Don't you agree? Having shows like this that are uplifting and fun for the family, when, you know, let's be honest, it can be a bit, you know, tempers can be frayed at home at the moment. Everyone needs this joy in their lives.
Yeah, a lot of parents have been texting me saying, you know, like over the last few weeks, saying, surely it must be coming back on soon. The kids keep asking for it, and it's kind of like just such a nice thing to look forward to after all the homeschooling. So instead of going, are you on your Zoom? Why aren't you on your Zoom? And like screaming at each other, it's like, okay, we can sit down in front of the TV. And I did watch the first episode with Ethan the other day. He hasn't seen the reveal, so he doesn't know who it is. Ooh. But it was good, like just to get his reaction of who he thinks it is and who he's screaming at. And like, of course, like at the eye roll, he looks at me and he's like, oh, Mom, like that is so stupid.
Now, Dan, obviously everyone loves the costumes, and I do love the costumes, but my favourite bit is watching all you guys guess who it is. Now, is there a couple of real blow-you-away moments when you've gone, oh, my God, I had no idea it was that person?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% did not miss the first episode. That's all I'm saying, because it's going to be like a real water cooler moment. I'll be on, you know, tweeting live, and I'll be, you know, watching what everybody's guessing and what everybody's saying. I love doing that. Check out also the Instagram Masked Singer AU, because there's a lot of guesses from fans of the show already. And, man, they get really tricky. They have, I think, gone through freeze-framing that commercial, like trying to look at the body shapes and everything that's going on. And I will be blown away if anybody guesses who that is, show one.
I reckon Michael Bevan's coming back.
Brett Lee, surely. Shane Lee.
Dan, we can't wait for this. And just so good to see you on the TV. It's been way too long. The Masked Singer, thanks. Monday night, 7:30 on 10. We'll see you on Monday night, Dan.
See you there, gorgeous. Bye.
Thanks, Dan.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
If you've been listening to the show this week and watching our socials, you'd see I'm having a bit of a shocker. I changed my phone over earlier in the week, and it's taken up my whole week and stressed me out big time just because I lost contacts. Everything was difficult. Anyway, I think it's on track. But yesterday I was really excited because I'd ordered a bubble machine for the kids. Just $19 from a department store, popular department store.
One of those automatic ones, you just flick the switch.
Yeah, you put in about 10 AA batteries, mind you.
Oh, really?
I went, 10?
Just plug it in.
We've got one of them. They're so cool.
And it's called a volcano bubble machine. Yeah. And I thought the sun's come out. This will be great. Daisy's just at 2. She's just into bubbles are the best thing ever. Anyway, I got it and I put all my 10 AA batteries in, turn the on button, and the little wands were spinning around, but the fan wasn't working. So the fan blows them. And I just sat there and went, nah, nah, this can't be happening. How is this faulty? And it's either me again, because it was me with my phone, but I thought, and I was, I know it's only $19, so I should probably just go, okay, I'm just going to have to.
Order
you, you win some, you lose some. I'm like, that's going back in the box. And the first thing I do when we're out of lockdown, I'm taking that back to the store.
That's no
because
chance.
It's a faulty bubble machine.
That's Freedom Day for Fee, Fev. The rest of us were at the pub with mates, drinking, having a ripping time.
She's trying to get her $19 back.
But that's the thing. When you, and I'm an online shopper anyway, but everyone does so much online shopping in lockdown. And when you get things, because another one I got a little basket from another shop and the lid doesn't go on. And I'm piling up things that need to go back when we can get back and exchange things.
I ordered 6 pairs of the same shorts last week. If you've ever seen me on the socials, it's just one brand of short. I love this short. They've released new colours. I thought, great, I'm getting them all. Got them delivered. Now, I had the navy version of this short. The main reason I get it is because, according to this brand, I'm a 34 waist. Absolutely not. But thank you for keeping that as a reality. So all the shorts have arrived. There was a navy and a worn navy.
What's a worn navy?
Well, just like a faded navy.
Like acid, like a jean in
like
an
it's
acid
been washed.
Wash.
Yeah. Like yeah. Washed. So I was like, oh, great. Just a light worn navy. Great. It was just another navy. So I sent him an email. Hey, guys, you sent me just a pair of navy, not the worn navy. And they said, we don't have worn navy. So then I sent him a photo of their own website saying that's worn navy. And then they said, oh, yeah, we did send you that.
What?
Hold on. A minute ago, you said it didn't even exist. And now you're telling me that's the one you sent me. And I'm looking at it with my eyes. It's not worn navy. It's brand new navy.
And well, now what have they said? What's the next step?
Well,
now,
put it in the washing machine. Now it looks like it was worn.
Oh, it's up to me to wear them.
Yeah.
No, I've got to send them back. And I'm also one of those people where they're like, we've sent you a sticker. Now you go off and...
And you sort it.
Here's a quest.
It's too, yeah, it's you know? Too hard.
I don't want to go on a quest. Just send me the worn navy.
That's so true. But see, that's it. Getting the wrong thing. Getting what? Getting something you didn't expect. And that's more annoying.
You've got to send it back.
You do have to send it back. Remember, we've done this on the phones before, 131060. Give us a call now. Did you order something and you didn't get what you ordered?
I was going to say, Boxy, when you... I don't order anything, so I can't help. But when you ordered your fairy floss machine...
Yeah, just
one of my favourites.
I know. I think I've told you this.
What turned
it was a
up?
Kids. Well, I wanted just a kid's fairy floss machine. Like I thought just sits on the table like the size of a kettle.
Yeah.
So I was like,
great
little kid's fairy floss machine. And then, I was like, $79, that's really reasonable. I'll get that. And then the biggest box, like I think it came in like a big delivery truck with two men that wheeled it out.
Wow.
And what I had bought was the lid for a fairy floss machine that you would
like
see at the Royal Melbourne Show. Like, but
it
just
sounds
like
nothing else.
Lid.
Nothing else.
It sounds like you're trying to set up the show at your house. You've got a bubble machine, fairy floss, show bags. What are you doing? And a few sheep. You'll be good to go.
101.9 The Fox.
Footy finals, the prelims. This is all a big weekend, Fev. We turn to our former AFL great. I don't like saying former. I'll just call you AFL great.
Yeah,
super. You should still be playing.
Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. Even the fact that some of your teammates are only retiring this year, you had another good 6 years in you.
Oh, easy. I was just still in my 20s when I finished boxing.
And it was great news for Yarrawonga.
Yeah, it was good for Yarrawonga. I did play in a few prelims in Yarrawonga, but I was lucky enough in the AFL to play in prelims. Now, prelim finals, guys, it's the pinnacle of footy. It's the hardest games played. They're the best to watch because at the end, you get that lick of the ice cream where you play in a grand final and you all through your childhood years, all you want to do is play on the MCG in September and you've done it in a prelim. But if you lose a prelim, you don't get to taste that and lick that ice cream. You fail. So you'd rather lose a grand final than a prelim because in the grand final, you're there. You experience it. You do everything that's with the grand final and you can say, oh, I played in a grand final. You lose a prelim, you might as well finish last. There's no different.
So would you rather have lost the home and away game, just been booted out of the home and away game?
Might as well not make it because there's no point.
Right, okay.
There's no point.
So do you think is it worse because if you lose a prelim, you think if we just won this game, we could have won the next week?
Yeah, mate, anyone can win a grand final. But
what about a couple of years ago when it was Richmond GWS grand final and Richmond absolutely pumped
them? At least
they
made it, though. They made it.
But surely the team that lost to GWS is sitting at home going, that would have been a brutal one.
But it could have been a whole different game. And the hardest thing is the best team doesn't always win a prelim. And you look back to 2019, Geelong finished on top. They were the best team. Richmond won the grand final. Last year, Port Adelaide finished on top. They didn't make the grand final. Brisbane finished second. They didn't make the grand final. So I reckon Port Adelaide get rolled tomorrow night. They were the best team all year. They get beaten. The Doggies win. The Doggies scrape into a grand final. They scrap in. And I think the winner of the grand final will come from tonight's game. Melbourne versus Geelong. Geelong lost to Granny last year. They need redemption. They've got old players. Patrick Dangerfield's done everything in the AFL yet to win a grand final. He will go out and dominate, and I hope that he gets the chance to do that. But if Melbourne win, first time since 1800, they haven't been a grand final for years. It's the longest streak of not winning a grand final in the history of the AFL. And if they can make it, they've had a great year. So it's going to be a huge game. But I reckon the Cats knock them off. I reckon the Cats and the Doggies, the two underdogs, get up. Mm. And it'll be a Geelong Bulldogs grand final. That's
my tip.
And you
think Geelong will win.
And also the Melbourne Storm are playing tonight in the first final against Manly. Not that doesn't you matter. Care, but I love the Melbourne Storm. I love watching them. And the NFL is on Boxy this weekend.
It's a big weekend of sport.
Full of sport. It's going to be amazing.
Let's get Tones and
good
eye
luck
on.
To your Doggies. Good luck
go
to your Doggies.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.